This is your host, Roz and Clary Doan. Please do me a favor and check out the links that are posted in the episode notes.
What's up? You are now listening to Americanized, a storytelling podcast where you'll hear from eclectic first and second generation Americans share their stories and real life experiences as children of immigrants.
Have you ever seen country swing dancing, like, live in front of you? That is quite the sight. The way they cross over their arms and turn and spin, and they do this all while holding hands, like, the whole time. It's really amazing and mesmerizing. If you ever get the chance to see it, definitely do. There's the stereotype, unfortunately, that white people can't dance. But if you can country swing dance, then you have rhythm and you can dance. When I watched country swing dancing for the first time, I was hypnotized by this dancing. I was like, wow, this is very smooth. It's very, very smooth, and I was impressed. I was like, this is unbelievable. So that's like my new favorite thing, like country swing dancing. I want to watch it again and again, but it has to be live because watching anything through the internet is not the same. Live country swing dancing, I want to see that again sometime soon, because it's really amazing. It really is. I was able to watch people swing dance while I was at a wedding with my mom and my sisters. This wedding was for a family friend who was also a coworker of my mom, and she moved to California a few years ago, so we flew out to see her and attend her wedding last month. She's Ghanaian and her husband is American, white American, but her wedding wasn't all African or all American. It was pretty well blended, and it reminded me a little bit of my wedding because I was also a well blend of both families and cultures and people. What I learned at this wedding and confirmed by my mom is that her husband's family absolutely loves country music. And they dance so well to it. I wish I recorded it. I was so mesmerized and like hypnotized by the dancing, I didn't even pull out my phone to record them dancing. I just wanted to see it without being distracted by my phone properly recording it. So now I do have that memory ingrained in my head, which is good. But man, so smooth, so fluid, and you could tell that it's a partner dance, so they had to have chemistry while dancing. They just knew exactly what to do and when to turn. I don't even know the terminology for this dancing, but I'm a fan of it. I am a fan of country swing dancing. I don't think I'm coordinated enough to learn and dance this dance. I would be interested to see if I could actually do it, but just watching it is enough for me. That fills me up enough, so I'm not gonna try to risk learning how to dance country swing. I'm not even a fan of country music, but I was exposed to some country music when I was younger because my dad, interestingly enough, enjoyed listening to country music in his car. It was like old school country. One thing I do like about country music is the storytelling aspect. So I don't even remember the name of the song that he listened to, but I liked hearing the story and then kind of imagining it in my head. And I think my dad was really hard on being American while in America, so he took on listening to country music and playing it in his car every now and then, and I would be like, okay, it's a pretty good song, it's not that bad. It's I don't even know if I realized it was country music at the time because I was very, very young. So this is gonna go to Beyoncé because she's now doing country music too. And I'm not a super fan of Beyoncé. I'm not part of the Beehive. I do love her songs though. I don't claim the Beehive fandom. And I know I said this last week about Burna Boy that I'm not like a super fan, or I don't know him enough to be a fan, but I love his music. And I think this just all stems from me not being up to date with pop culture, especially when it comes to celebrity news. I just don't think I really care that much about the latest news on celebrities. Though, I do like the tea? I do like knowing what's going on. I just don't seek that information. Like, I usually will find something out from someone else. And I feel like I get called an old soul a lot of the time, maybe because of that and different things about me that give off the old soul vibe, but I feel that's definitely one of them. An example of me being told something that I had no knowledge or awareness of was that Simone Biles was married sometime last year, and I really had no idea that. I mean, of course she is dating people, being who she is, but I mean, I was not keeping up to date with her. I didn't know that she got married. I was so in shock. I was like, when did this happen, and who was her husband? It was weird, because she's my age, but I always picture her as being younger. So she's now married, or she's been married, to Jonathan Owens, an NFL player. And there's like stuff on them because she is so tiny and he is not tiny. But I had no clue that that was a thing. I don't even know who he is, to be honest. But she's married, I found out like months later, and it didn't change anything in my life to know that she's married, so that's a huge part of why I don't seek out celebrity news either. I'm just not interested in that stuff. But with Beyonce, I remember Parker telling me that she's doing country music now. And at first, I didn't believe him because he's really sarcastic at times, and I guess it's not really surprising that she would do that. But it just seemed out of the blue and so random. Her full album isn't out yet, but she did release two songs. She released Texas Hold'em on February 11th, and I went to the wedding like a week after. And I don't think I heard the song, Texas Hold'em, until I was at the wedding, where I felt that song just really brought together both sides of the family, and I say that in Ruby. Shallow way, like, of course one song is not going to bring together a family, although it probably could, but I feel like because she's Beyonce, being a black woman from Texas, diving into country music as a tribute to the African-American artist who where it may have originated from or has roots from, and her being Southern, I think she's bringing a lot of pieces together that, no, in today's age, I don't think there's current, or is there black country artists? I think there are black country artists currently. But with her fame and popularity, and just it's huge for her because that's not her norm, even though last a few summers ago she was into the house music. So I think she's diving into different genres to reclaim, and I feel like her next venture might be rock music, because there are African American roots in rock music as well. So I feel like if she's reclaiming things and paying a tribute to artists and genres, I feel like rock music is on the horizon, and I might have to bet on that. Yeah, when that song came on, I was like, this is her new country song. You got both people from the families coming to the dance floor to A, do their country swing dancing, or B, do some type of modified country dancing that black people do. I was sitting there, I wasn't watching this, I wasn't dancing to this, because I wouldn't know where to start to dance country music. But it was funny because some people of color who were at the wedding were kind of like mocking the country dancing, no, but they knew the moves and everything, but it was like in a way where it's kind of like when you do the Cotton Eye Joe. And then the same thing when any other song but country was on, like either whether it be Afrobeat, the DJ did play a good variety of music, something for everyone, so that was really good. But before that Beyonce song came on, I would say, and I say this very lightly, that the dance floor was segregated. Yes, it was. You know, the husband's family and friends sitting when an Afrobeat song was on, and the songs and dances that everybody knows, all the people of color, specifically those who know the songs, were on the dance floor. And then the reverse happened when the DJ would play a song that the husband's family was more familiar with, and Ernie would have people not of color on the dance floor swinging, and it was like, wow. And then when he played the Beyoncé song, you know, I would just say that Beyoncé's fan base is probably more diverse than a lot of country artists. And I could be very wrong, but this is just based off of my lack of knowledge being a non-fan of Beyoncé's. But I would just imagine that her fan base is more diverse, so therefore, when her song plays on, the dance floor is diverse, and I will just leave it at that. I think it was just a beautiful thing to see how Texas Hold'em brought together both sides. I don't always mean to play the race card or to bring in race, but I feel like those are just the lens that I have a lot of the time. Especially being in an interracial marriage myself, you do have to consider race. Being black, you have to consider race for a lot of things. I know this is probably not one of them, but being at that wedding and seeing how race did impact the dance floor. Outside of the music that did highlight both cultures, the food also highlighted both cultures, and the outfits highlighted both cultures, and those are my favorite parts about attending weddings, is seeing how things are incorporated or not, or how traditional or not different aspects of weddings can be. I love weddings, they're so much fun, and they're just something to experience, and you really do have to pick up on minor details to really appreciate the full ceremony, the full reception, the full event. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to catch you in the next episode.
All original music produced by Stubborn Soul. You can find him on all music listening platforms at STBRNSAL.